USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan should wrap up around August 31st. Speaking from the White House, Biden saying the U.S. will maintain its authority there until that time.
After 20 years, $1 trillion spent training and equipping hundreds of thousands of Afghan national security and defense forces. 2,448 Americans killed, 20,722 more wounded, and untold thousands coming home with unseen trauma to their mental health. I will not send another generation of Americans to war in Afghanistan.
Haitian officials say four suspects are dead and six others have been arrested in connection with the assassination of the Haitian president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The world is passing an unfortunate milestone regarding COVID-19.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has passed 4 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the world with a little more than 600,000 deaths, followed by India and Brazil. The grim milestone coming as cases and deaths have fallen off in the U.S. and Europe, but are rising in other areas, like Indonesia, where vaccination rates remain low, and variants like the Delta strain are spreading quickly. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting that nearly 3 million people have been out of work for at least a year. The figure is even higher than before, as it rose nearly 250,000 in June. The persistent joblessness comes as millions lost their jobs last year due to the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. Meantime, more people keep joining the unemployment lines. First-time claims rose last week to 373,000. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Violent crimes are not the only crime surging. Mail theft is up 160% this year with nearly 300,000 complaints, but the group that could help with the problem, the postal police officers, claim they have been sidelined and essentially defunded by the U.S. Postal Service. President of the Postal Police Officers Association, Frank Alvergo, tells Fox News what's happened and how they've been essentially defunded.
About a year ago, the Postal Service pulled Postal Police off the streets. We were protecting mail, we were protecting the postal infrastructure, we were protecting postal workers, and they made a policy choice to restrict us to Postal Service real property. We sued the Postal Service. Federal court ruled that if the Postal Service chose to put us out on the street again to protect your mail, the Postal Service certainly could do that. But they have chosen not to do that, and it's inexplicable.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A police officer in Indiana is dead after he was ambushed at a federal building. Officials say Terre Haute police officer Greg Fernancy was shot behind the Virgo County Courthouse yesterday afternoon. The officer served on the department for 30 years and was part of an FBI task force. A suspect has been taken into custody. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.